Rain today, the odd sunny spell this afternoon, highs of 10 to 13 degrees.
Today was he tickling you? Is Phil tickling you?
Let
there?
Us see those hands, Phil.
Yeah, it's a feather, like, remember in the Turtles, they used to torture you, tickle your feet.
He's like,
I'll have more at 3.
Nice one. Points.
Ray Foley.
Well, off you go now.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. Out of today. I tell you, those cheeky boys.
It's like an office romance, isn't it, the two of them?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's gorgeous to see, though. Do you know, it's lovely, and we'd encourage it.
Absolutely.
I just feel bad for them to go back down to the newsroom now and face the rat of their man.
Yeah, he's on the warpath.
What were you saying about me? All right, what have I got for you? Happy Friday, by the way. Bon Friday. Bon weekend, my friends. I've got a lady laughing sounds like a car starting in winter.
Good, yeah.
Lady laughing sounds like car starting in winter. Have a listen.
Hello, Adam.
That's actually her laugh. She goes, sunshade's on. And she says, wasn't it Janice? Janice and Friends had something similar, like a
Yeah.
She's off. It is soft launch day 226 on the little show.
Today FM's
Cash Machine. 51,005. Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Whoa, that was a bit weird. How you doing?
Are you Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
Hey, Scoob. You want to play some music on the radio?
Yes, I do.
You know, the voice of Shaggy was actually like a world-famous radio DJ.
It was Casey Kasem.
Ah, you got it. Hey, Scoob. Ray Foley's my name, not a world-famous radio DJ. What you'll have to do until Matt arrives at 4:30 at the very least. JP joins.
Hi.
And we're feeling great. Our email address is jp@todayfm.com. You can find us on the social channels or record a voice note in for us as well on 0874 100 102. Are we doing lazy radio, actually?
Oh, can we?
It's Friday. We can do lazy radio if you wish.
Okay.
If you so desire. Let me go get me lazy radio themes while you're percolating. By the way, you can send us a text or the email. We want to get the email up and running like a proper radio show. I mean, we're really leaning into, like, if we have an email address, there's a suggestion of permanency about it.
Yeah, and like there's been a little bit of abuse on it, and that's fine. Feedback always welcome. But if you want to. But if you want to provide some funny suggestions for things we didn't get to time, to do today or whatever.
Is there abuse on it?
Just get in touch, you know what I mean?
We're beating any abusive ones, just so you know. We're passing them on to the relevant managers. Sure. All right, sweetheart, what do you want?
Can I get Dallas, Ray?
Dallas? Yeah. A trip to Dallas this afternoon. Put on your big hat and your cowboy boots, or maybe your big, flashy earrings and your padded shoulders, because off we go. With J.R. Ewing. Actually quite lazy, really, when you think about it. It's all based on nostalgia and the feeling of our youth and looking back on the good times.
Low effort.
This is not very low effort. Yeah. Just tell us something you remember and then we'll play it. It's very lazy radio, really.
In the middle of Dallas,
is, and his nickname is JR. Yes, his nickname is JR. Any listener text this afternoon? 0874 100 102.
Sean wants Bosco.
Bosco?
Yeah.
I'll see if I can dig him out from the bottom of the box here. I'll see if Bosco is around. I'll just have a quick look here and see.
That's Paggio.
Oh, here he is. What's, no, that's Ernie from Bert and Ernie. Bert and Ernie.
Right. Oh, that's Gordon the Gopher, isn't it?
Gordon?
No, no, Sam, we don't want Gordon.
Ah, there he is, the one, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the legend. Bosco's just spending some time in Dallas. It turns out it was Bosco in the shower, and he turns around and it was a dream all along.
Be all wet.
He would. He'd be sopping. You'd have to put him on a rinse cycle.
It'd be just the head.
Hello, everybody. Hello, boys and girls.
Right, we're only doing one more, so make it a good one.
For the
wait a second.
Right. Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, boys and girls.
Hi.
This is my new CD with lots of my favourite stories and songs. No, I hope you like it as much as I.
No, you're grand. I'll put Bosco back in. Bosco's gone for another weekend. One more.
Cronje and Jack say they'd like to hear Fraggle Rock. Please,
oh,
right.
Right.
And just don't play Dallas this time, will you?
Don't be ridiculous. Fraggle Rock, it starts with the dog barking at what? Sprocket, old boy, what are you barking at? You'll recall, and down at Fraggle Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, without further ado. Turns out the Fraggles were underground in Dallas.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't oil.
Right.
They were drilling for Fraggles.
Oh.
And it turns out, per barrel,
yeah,
Fraggles are worth more than the oil, than the crude.
Sprocket, old boy. What
are you barking at?
What do you see?
Let's give on. Come on, Arnold, it's Friday. Only good vibes. Spreading some joy this afternoon.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
Still remembered. It's still in there. It's crazy. I mean, I forget my kids' names, but I know all the words of Fraggle Rock. Right, David Guetta onto the FM.
You keep hitting it with your finger, right?
That shouldn't happen, though. It should happen in the other shoot.
It shouldn't happen. You shouldn't be hitting it with your finger.
It shouldn't happen. But it should be... Anyway, I'm not giving out, because I'm full of the joys of a Friday afternoon. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Mr. Jam, David Guetta. And if you really love me, how will I know? 0874 100 102. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
You in, you out. Texts, WhatsApps, voice notes, just check in with us. We want to make sure you're okay this afternoon. On show, Ray, this Easter, I'll be mostly eating the new tiny 10-gram Lindt bunnies. 10 grams? There's no chocolate in 10 grams.
It's tiny, isn't it?
The good thing is they don't have the bells around the neck like the bigger ones. That basically... I know where this is going. Siobhan says, yeah, that basically acts like an alarm and attracts unwanted attention from my other half. I'm not a sharer, from Siobhan. Siobhan, I know exactly what you mean. Those little bells on the... Do they put them on the reindeer at Christmas as well, on the lint?
I think they do, yeah.
And the little tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. Because if you go to the press, you're in the kitchen on your own, going to the press. They're inside the living room. And you go on, it's like, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Are you in the press? Will you bring me in one? Same noise the bag of crisps will make, or the jellies in the press. That crinkling noise. You know the way when a dog can hear the rustle of the dog food? Ray Paddy on show. Just think, if you don't fall off your bike today or break the radio station, your day will already be 50% better than yesterday. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Paddy. Do you know, it's already going great.
Paddy, it's already going great. I tell you.
You jinxed it.
I'm just guts flying.
And on show, Ray, it's social media Sophia again. Oh, yes, this is Sophia who gave up. Did she give up on Monday?
I think it might have been Tuesday, was it? Not quite. The Monday.
She gave up during the week and we said we would be her social media. We'd check social media for her. And it's turned into a really great radio bit. Mm. Where I, on behalf of Sophia, so she can stay off the phone, I'll just look, I'll have a flick through social media. Here we go. We got, for Sophia then. Hang on, what does she say in the text? On show, social media Sophia again. Cold turkey for 4 days. But today, being the start of the weekend, could make it the toughest day not to be checking my phone. Love the show. Hey. A from Sophia. Well, Sophia, leave it with me now. Here we go. What have I got for you? Okay, a video of that restaurant where all the staff are rude to the customers. Mm. You know, yeah. And the granny's always surprised and the waitress is rude. Karen's, it's called. They're all over the world now. They started in Australia. The joke is officially old now. Next, Roz Purcell is in her kitchen. It looks like she's baking bread. Fair play.
Cool.
Next, a video from a podcast. It appears to be two young fellas you'd probably cross the street to avoid if you saw them in real life.
This is compelling stuff.
What they're saying doesn't make any sense out of context. Next, a video of a truck. It looks like dash cam footage.
Oh, yeah.
The truck crosses the intersection of a busy motorway and just about misses a man crossing the road before crashing into another truck. It looks like it could be in Russia. Hopefully everyone's okay. Next, it's an ad for trousers. Pants, trousers.
Okay, yeah, bottoms, yeah.
They're stretchy and durable and waterproof. They look like suit pants, but they stretch like tracky bottoms. I'm interested and intrigued. Oh. Next, a gender reveal party's gone wrong with hilarious results.
That's always funny.
Yeah, it looks like it's burst in their face. That's funny. That's a good one, Sophia. You'd like this one.
This is a real time saver, this feature, isn't it?
This is. I told you, it's a great radio bit. And I've got Pedro Pascal. He's in a car with Nicolas Cage. That's from that film.
Oh, The Unbearable Weight of Extraordinary
They're
Talent.
In a car and he's smiling and he actually looks adorable while he's smiling. And Mama Cass is playing. But you gotta make your own kind of music. He's a good-looking man. Put that good-looking man in durable, waterproof pants.
I would.
Stretch. And I'd buy a pair. Five and keep on moving on Today FM. Oh, no. Amy Winehouse Rehab. This is Today FM. Hello, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
A very good afternoon. This Chat GPT, I've been messing with it constantly all week. Like, I know people have been talking about it, but here's the thing. All previous, like, it's been popping up in news articles and you'll be reading about it on social media. ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence thing that writes. It can write up an essay for you, it can write up an article, it can write up notes or briefs on any subject you like, but it does it in a kind of a human way. It's free-thinking artificial intelligence and it just uses the back end is the internet, everything that's on the World Wide Web. It uses that then to construct material, anything you can imagine.
Earlier this week, we had Clelia Murphy from Fair City, or ex of Fair City Inn, and it wrote a Fair City-style script in a matter of seconds.
It's unbelievable. It really is mind-blowing. Now, there's a bunch of... because literally every week, there's a new development, a new version. It's progressed again. It's gotten better. It's improved. There's a bunch of academics and heads of technology that have, Elon Musk is included, like there's hundreds of them that have written this letter to the industry and the AI people in general to say, we need to slow down, we need to stop this before it goes too far. Before it says, and this is a direct quote from the letter, before it goes too far and poses profound risks to society and humanity.
Cool.
Not very Friday-ish. Profound risks to society and humanity. So I took that then and put it into ChatGPT.
Oh, right, okay.
Just that line. This is how amazing it is. It came back and listed off 8 profound risks to society and humanity.
This is fun. Yeah.
Including itself.
Right,
it's smart.
So it squealed on itself. That's interesting. Okay.
It's a climate change... It's written a little paragraph on each of these. The top lines, though, climate change, pandemics, artificial intelligence, there it is, nuclear conflict, biodiversity loss, inequality and social unrest, misinformation and disinformation, and cybersecurity threats, right? So I was thinking, what other applications would there be for this? And I've got a 10-year-old at home. He's been doing a project. His project has been about World War II, but I was like, if he had been given the job of writing a project for school as a 10-year-old in fourth class about profound risks to society and humanity. So I typed in profound risks to society and humanity as written by a 10-year-old. And this has flipped me out. It did. It did it in the style of a 10-year-old. It was like, just to give you, like, item one, climate change. The earth is getting warmer because of pollution, and that's causing more floods, storms, and heat waves. This can make it harder to grow food and find clean water. And then it does the whole list in the style. So then the next one, I said exactly the same thing, profound risks to society and humanity, as written by an 11-year-old. And it gave slightly more detail. Because the child is only 12 months
older.
You're
scaring me, Ray.
It's mind-boggling.
Ray Foley.
It's absolutely incredible. Everything I've just said was written by the robot. And in fairness, the robot wouldn't have left a gap there. So it's the human touch. The stupid is the human touch. Stay here, I'm playing Pitbull and Neil. See you next.
Some rain today. The odd sunny spell. Highs of 10 to 13 degrees. Today FM News. More for
what happened there? Your computer had a bit of a fart, did it?
It did. This computer has been giving me trouble the last couple of months.
Don't apologize. This is this adds an element of risk and danger to the news bulletins. That behind the scenes now, the audience could be like, oh, I wonder, will this be the one? It's just it adds an element, like I say, of risk.
Embrace
and
chances. Games are supposed to be fun.
Well, they're fun for everybody else.
Yeah.
We've all been enjoying it. I was going to say, if it ever happens again, just tell me to go on into the weather or the sport sooner, and then we can come back again and do it later on. It's not a big deal or anything.
I still get night terrors about budget day when everything just fell apart.
That budget day will stay with you forever. He'll be telling tales to his grandchildren about the budget day. All right, thanks, Ben.
See you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Ray Foley.
Cash Machine. If you don't want to see me. Right, Cash Machine calls coming up with a guaranteed winner in the next few minutes. Did a full 180. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Happy Friday. Bowman, sir. I'm having a racket
with the microphone here.
Do you remember we used to play Mic Ball?
Yeah, I do indeed.
Oh, good times. Yeah. Mic Ball was a game we used to play where you'd have to hit. It was when Anne was on with us as well. So there'd be 3 of us in the room and we would each have a ball of paper and we'd have to fire the balls of paper at the other person's microphone. And whoever got the most number of won.
It was a simple game.
We used to do some really great stuff back in the day.
Really great stuff.
See this? This is the need for speed. People are only just realizing there's a free way to boost your Wi-Fi speed. They're just realizing this. Wait for it now. Hold on to your hats.
All right.
People are only just realising there's a simple and free way to boost their home's Wi-Fi speed. That's right, if you're at home this afternoon, listening on the Wi-Fi, or connected to the internet, checking your emails, or scrolling through Instagram on the phone, And you're thinking, Jesus, it's a bit slow, isn't it? There's something you can do to boost the speed.
This is like an internet hack, is it?
Moving your router or router away from one common household item will mean your internet will run much more smoothly. Do you want to guess? Actually, I'll tell you what. Let me go and do this then. Do you want to guess the common household item?
I mean, I can have a bash at it.
That you shouldn't put the router next to.
Okay.
If you don't want the waves interfered with.
Have you just, you've just given it away.
It's basically cop on. What do you think it is?
Well, I mean, I'm not a tech savvy, but I would imagine since the internet, the Wi-Fi operates in sort of internet waves, anything that else that emits waves would interfere with that. So I'm going to guess the one that has wave in the title, microwave ray.
It's the microwave. It's the microwave. Don't put your internet router next to the microwave. I'm reading this and I'm going, who puts their internet router next to the microwave?
Especially if you've got a microwave that's built into something. How are you getting the router in there?
Not even that. What you do, but what are you... Because most people have their internet next to where the telly is. Mm. Like if it's coming in on the cable or whatever, or it's coming in on the phone line, you're going to put it next to where the phone is coming into the house.
Loads of guesses, also guessing.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Clever Clogs. Well done. We kept it easy for you for a Friday. But who? And does anyone listen? Anyone? Does anyone have their internet router, the Wi-Fi router, next to the microwave? Do you live like in a wardrobe? Do you live in the world's smallest studio apartment?
Do you know what else works for improving your Wi-Fi?
What?
Opening the doors.
Open all the doors.
Open the doors. Don't let the waves be blocked. Open the doors between rooms. I'm telling you, it lets the waves flow through.
Are you getting up? Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm going to make a cup of tea. Listen, open the door there. Let the Wi-Fi in. I need to check my email here. Love, can you open the door there? I need to check my Wi-Fi. Ridiculous. Other things that people are only just realising. Don't put the toaster next to the bath. Don't put the clothes horse in front of the telly to dry the clothes.
Yeah.
So basically, people are only just discovering cop on and their minds are blown. Rihanna Ponder Replay, this is Today FM. Oh my God, Anastasia, I'm out of love. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good day, friends. Let me have a look. Let me have a troll through me Anastasia back catalogue now that we've opened this can of worms. She's got the glasses on. Are they blue-tinted glasses Anastasia's got on there?
Did she have yellowish-tinted ones as well? I think she did, yeah.
She had a whole range of Anastasia's tinted glasses. Mm. Anastasia. How do you spell Anastasia in this day?
A-N-A-S-T-A.
Oh, my God. Hang on. I found a juicy one. Here we go, lads. Stand by. This is a great song. You never hear the other.
All my life I've been waiting for you to sing a fairy tale my way. And living in a fantasy.
So good. This has got a bit of that. Wake
it's
me up.
Okay. I don't feel sad.
Yeah, it's got the Evanescence-y vibe to it. Evanescence now, that's another one.
This is moody, isn't it?
Wake me up! Anastasia. She can't see anything without the glasses.
No.
Yeah. And when she takes them off, everything's really bright. It's like nothing's blue. The world's not blue. Broken, empty. All right, okay, let's see what else have we got for you in the Anastasia back catalogue. Okay. I'm Made for Loving You, which was a good one as well. It was a new scene. Shut your face. Do I remember this? You got confused face.
Oh,
she was brilliant. Lodged firmly and immovably in the middle of the road. Music you can play for your mom. Come on, ma'am, I got tickets for Anastasia.
You what?
Yeah, go on, we're going for a night out. You want me to? I was made for loving you. Oh, what a song.
That's drivel. Matt's been in touch. not Matt Cooper.
Tell us how you really feel.
He says,
Matt Cooper is a massive Anastasia fan, is he?
Different. Matt says, what about Left Outside Alone?
Left Outside Alone, Matt. Now you are talking. Matt's on after 4:30 this afternoon, by the way. You can turn him on. And that's literally what I just played.
Thanks, Matt.
The other one.
I feel like Anastasia would have done like an Olympic song.
I'm alone, left outside alone, made for loving you, the sick and tired, why'd you lie to me? Not that kind. Do you remember not that? No, yeah. I'm not that kind.
All the time that we spend together, I won't fuss, I won't fight.
She's not going to fuss or indeed fight.
No. Come on.
No, oh, you're grand. You're all right, let's see here. I'm out of love, sick and tired. Welcome to my truth. And no, we've covered all the good ones. Heavy on my heart, I can feel you. I'd rather you wouldn't. Pieces of a dream. Jeez, I've got a lot of Anastasia songs. You'll never be alone. Paid my dues, and that's why did you lie to me? I just say that. Why did you lie to
me? You have now.
We've got a sexy single. We've got as well.
Right, okay,
so
yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. DJ J.O., of course, a massive Anastasia fan, and he's joining us on the air.
DJ J.O. This is DJ J.O.
Here he comes. Yes, starty. Oh, it's DJ J.O. April Fool's tomorrow. No fools around here. Actually, a new study says 97% of people are stupid, right? Luckily, I'm in the other 5%. I'm in the clear, guys. Sorry, how are you doing? Just got on 3:28 in the PMs there for you.
Jay.
You know why, Mr. Foley, is this Friday mix? Right now, we're up to our old tricks.
D.
Yeah. One time.
Jay.
Love it, Anastasia.
D.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J-O.
J-O.
Barry's been on to us there. He says, all right, J-O. All right, Barry. He says, J-O.
I just come off the mic just a little bit.
It's fierce loud.
You don't need to shout right
into
it. It's
fierce loud. I'm energised. I'm
buzzing. Crazy.
I'm just buzzing. Come off it. I'm buzzing for the Easter holidays,
even if you
right?
Come over here just a little bit.
Over here. All right, Kill. Is this Arlie?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that Arlie?
Yeah.
Kill. Barry's been on to us there. All right, Barry. He says, J.O., this year me other half asked for a birthday present that would make her face light up when she opened it. So I bought her a fridge, I think. Katrine has been on there. She says, J.O., myself and himself are watching a load of Sly Stallone movies at the moment. Yeah, we're going through a rocky patch. Actually, on relationships early... Garden says, J.O., your girlfriend is after poking me in the eye. I'm going to stop seeing her for a while. Charlene says, J.O., how are you doing? Charlene's been on, right? She says, went out for dinner last night. Fancy place it was. The waiter comes over to us and says, do you want to hear today's special? I says, yeah. He says, okay. Today's special. Anyway, that's it.
Isn't Friday lovely?
Come here, I have to get in the road myself. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Speaking of which, it's bus stop featuring Carl Douglas. Come through, boy.
DJ J-O. DJ J-O.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let me take you higher.
Oh, what a song. DJ J.O.'s selection for this afternoon. Bus Stop and Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A good afternoon. Raise my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Is Bus Stop Daz Sampson then? Do you know, was it Daz Sampson? You're looking.
Hang on. Didn't he represent the UK in the Eurovision, Raymond?
Daz Sampson did. And I think it is the same fella.
Might be, yeah.
So the guy who's doing all the rapping, yeah.
Mm.
He did a song called Teenage Life on representing the UK in the Eurovision one year.
Now hear this.
What did you learn at school today? That's what the teacher used to say. But they don't know
skimming on. This is fine. This is a sample, and it's been used in a sort of a modern or reimagined sort of sampling sense, in the same way that Eminem might use Toy Soldiers.
Yeah, what's the name of the song again?
Teenage Life.
He was 32 when he performed this, right?
He was 32 years of age. Not a teenager. Like I said, this is fine. It's acceptable enough. But then he starts rapping. Running on the past from back when I was young. Thinking of my school days and trying to write this song. Classroom skate swung. Now they couldn't save me. Cause my days were numbered when I signed down on AV. Teenage kids running out. What could we do? I still show. Yeah, it is the same fella. And I think that, did they do a version of Rhinestone Cowboy as well?
Oh, well, I hope they did.
Rhinestone.
You can really pick up his Manchester accent, can't you? When he raps.
Ricky and Daz featuring, and the Daz being the aforementioned Daz Campbell, with their version of Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy, which, can I say, is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, indeed. Yo, party people in the house. Are you a party person, JP?
Yeah. The year 2002,
Ricky and Daz taking you back to the... Daz, his name is, not Daz, sorry. Here we go. Grab your partner. Now
we're all the cowboys ready.
I'm ready.
We're ready.
Like a rock star cowboy. Yeehaw. Riding down on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Let me hear you sing.
Like a rock star cowboy.
It's actually amazing, though. And I'm not being smart. It's brilliant. It's from people I don't even know. Incredible.
Absolutely.
Tip of the hat, Daz, or rather Daz.
Is that on Country Hits?
Do you know what? It probably is. You caught me on the hot with that one. Go Loud Country Hits. Download the Today FM app and swipe over for all your country favourites. Stay on Today FM. I'm playing Taylor Swift next. Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero. This is Today FM. You love, and you've been wondering, where the hell's that cash machine called?
Today FM's cash machine.
The guaranteed winner today. And
would you like to know roughly what the total was, Raymond?
I can tell you roughly what the total was.
Okay, then would please do.
It's over 51 grand.
You're right.
Over 51,000 euro ahead of making someone's weekend this Friday afternoon. Barry Dunn has the best job in the world. He's making that call for us. You know the drill. Answer within five rings. Give us the exact amount and it's all yours. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
Hey, yes, please.
Those famous words. Who are we talking to?
Shauna.
Shauna, delighted. How's your Friday going?
It's great. How's yours?
I'm very excited because we guarantee to get a winner today on the cash machine, Shauna. So, you know, I'm doing pretty good. Where are you?
I'm in Carlow.
Any plans for the weekend?
No plans for the weekend. Just have some friends coming over this evening. So if I have this down correctly, I'll be celebrating very much so.
Some friends calling over for the evening. I'd say you will, all right, because this is life-changing cash. And you know what, right, because we're hearing a lot of stuff at the moment in the news about inflation and household budgets. What's this going to do for your household budget?
Well, it's going to pay for my wedding. It's going to pay for my honeymoon. And it's probably going to get me a bottle of wine tonight.
Oh, I so want you to win the money now, Shauna.
Oh, my God.
By the way, that wedding, who are you getting hitched to?
James Cooper, and I say he's listening to the radio now, freaking out, because he's in work.
Well, you don't sound like you're freaking out, Shauna. You sound fairly calm about this.
My heart is going 90. I think I'm about to faint. Like.
Yeah, let's just get down to it then in that case, Shauna. How much is in the cash machine?
Right, okay. It is €51,652.07.
Is correct. Congratulations. And I can hear your phone going off, I think, in the background as well. You've just won yourself 51,000.
Oh my God!
So come here, what's the plan now for the wedding?
Oh my God, right. Okay, we're going to get more flowers. We're going to get really, really nice invitations. I might get another dress. Oh my God!
There's going to be a lot of celebrations this evening. And Carlo, a life-changing amount of money. And we're just so happy to be part of it. 51,000.
Oh my God, thank you so
652
much.
Euros. That was it. Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
Winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Shauna and James, congratulations, you guys! Over 51,000 euro paying for the wedding and the honeymoon. And Sharfekas, get the nice invitations. Go wild, babes. Congratulations. A great winner. On Today FM's Cash Machine this afternoon, and it could be you. Turn on The Last Word with Matt Cooper from 4:30 on Today FM. AC/DC Thunderstruck on Today FM. Play the music you love. Hey, here comes the weekend. Friday afternoon. My name is Red Foley, AJP. And one lady is Thunderstruck this afternoon. She answered the Cash Machine call. She told Barry Dunn €51,652.07. I don't know if she will get her. I'd say her phone is hopping.
There's smoke coming out of it.
It's ringing. We just heard Shauna a minute ago winning. She's getting married.
Hello.
Hello, Shauna.
Hi.
Ray Foley Connor from Today FM. How are you?
Woo! I'm good.
She's a winner. I'm just listening. So massive congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much. You actually don't have any idea how much pressure that takes off our house, like.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, come here. So, you've set the date for the wedding, have you?
Yes, we've set a date for the wedding and everything. When? So, we have the wedding, so it's next year.
All right, okay. So that so you're paying that in installments then, I guess, or is it all paid for already? It's already paid for already.
No, so it's in installments. We only got engaged there on New Year's Eve.
Okay, right. So you got the wedding next year. So you can go all out now. Money's no option. And it was 52 grand jakers. And is it James you said your fiancé's name is?
Yeah.
Right, how is he?
Oh my God, he thought it was an April Fool's, like an early April Fool's.
Oh my God, yeah. What are we going? Well, there's none tomorrow, I suppose, because it's Saturday. It's just as well, because people will be thinking it is an April Fool's. Did you?
Yeah, I actually did. That's why even when I answered the phone at first, and I was a bit like, is this one of the lads messing with me, or what's the story? I was like, what's going on?
So, have you had any thoughts about a honeymoon, or do you know what you're doing yet?
Well, we were thinking of Barbados. Like, because it's a year away, so we just kind of want to get that bill out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then sort out rent, and then have the food. And then I've been thinking of setting up my own business, and my own printing business. So this will actually really help us be able to set that up as well, which is just fantastic.
That is brilliant. When exactly are you looking at next year? Is it next summer you're going to have the wedding?
In Inishmore.
Inishmore?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And when are you having it?
Sorry?
Do you know
in September. Yeah.
Around September time, okay. Are you looking for a DJ? I'm just wondering.
Oh, but you know what, actually? That would be lovely.
His rate has just gone up.
I was going to say, for the one night.
It's gone up to 50,000. Yeah,
I was going
to
say, about 26 grand for the one night. Because yeah. I know you're good for it. Listen, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, my well God, I can't believe it. Thank you all so much. I'm actually in shock.
Well, listen, we'll let you go, and you can go and take a breather and chill out and have a lovely, I know you'll have a lovely weekend.
Oh my God, all of that is recorded for radio or somewhere. Am I live at the moment?
You're live, yeah, but it's a good thing you didn't swear. Yeah, you didn't swear, so we're all lucky there. Thanks for taking the call. Thanks so much. And huge congratulations, Shauna.
Oh,
and the latest winner on the Cash Machine.
Oh my God, thank you.
Cheers, darling. Bye. Bye.
Need ink toner or office supplies?
Rain and drizzle continuing this afternoon. Highs of 12. Today FM News, more in The Last Word at 4:30.
You're just making this up as you go along.
Yeah. 12.
Yeah, go for 12. Solid enough guess. It is a 12 today. Well done. And Finnegan, everyone. Friday afternoon on Today FM. Here comes Mix It Friday. You have any shout-outs?
text, WhatsApps, and we love your voice notes. 0874 100 102. Let's hear you. It's Hard Fight.
Going out tonight.
Today FM playing the music you love. You going out tonight? Getting in the mood for Friday night out. Hard Fight living for the weekend. Rocking out to Hard Fight. You can rock out with Today FM Rocks. Swipe over on the Today FM app. Rock music back to back. Let's be having your WhatsApp voice notes, please. 0874 100 102. If you're on the move, pull over and record it for us, but only when it's safe to do so. Madison Avenue, Don't Call Me Baby. This is Today FM. Indeed. Wrapping up, makes it Friday. Yeah, thanks.
The claps were a bit slow off the mark this afternoon, weren't they? I'm jaded now.
Yeah.
I'm spent. And I'm spent.
0874 100 102. Ray, say hello to myself and all the other bus escorts who are now on our Easter break from Lorraine in Dundalk. Of course, the Easter holidays, yeah.
Heroes
the clips. Go on, give claps, more claps on Ray. Ray, will there be a mix on Good Friday from Pete?
Well, that would make it a great Friday, Pete.
I don't think there will, because aren't we doing the top 500?
Sure are,
yeah. Yeah, Today FM's excellent Easter countdown all across Easter weekend, putting you in charge of the music on Today FM. You can vote now on our website, todayfm.com, and pick the songs across Easter weekend. 500 tunes, counting down to all your favourites. And if you vote, putting you in to win tickets for Electric Picnic 2023. The website, todayfm.com. Yes, Wigfield, a crush of mine back in the day, from Lisa in Dublin. Happy Friday from Philip in Dungarvan, loving the mix. And Ray, the kids are already overstimulated by the excitement of the holidays, and your mix is making them even more hyper. It's ridiculous. From Jonathan in Portleash, love the show. Hey! Jonathan, you can send your complaints through the proper channels.
Cheers.
JP's website is jp@todayfm.com. And anyone can send through your angry missives can be received through that medium. Tony's over there. Tony!
Right, banging tunes. Why can't you do that every day after 4 o'clock? No. Keep her lit.
I can't do... I can only do it once a week.
Yeah.
And that's... because I don't have the energy. It's all in the knees, Tony, and... the knees are gone. Eddie's over there.
Hi, Ray. Hi, JP. Hi. This is Eddie. I'm in the car with Pia. Pia's 10. We are heading to Dublin. Well, we're heading to Nice tonight and we're going to stay with our friends, the Smiths.
Hello, Smiths.
Gareth and Sarah, Charlie and Grace. Oh, and by the way...
yeah?
We love the show.
Hey! Cheers, guys. Drive safe. Thanks for listening. Thanks for turning us on. Pamela's there.
Ray, this is a shout-out to the Letterkenny under-12 rugby team.
All right.
That are travelling from Letterkenny to Athlone for their big game against Buccaneers tomorrow.
Buccaneers.
And Ray, we love the show.
Hey!
I love to have
Buccaneers listening to the show. The more Buccaneers, the better. Max is over there.
Raimundo, yes. You are on fire.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, someone should really call the emergency services. Or one of those fire blankets. Throw it over. Yeah.
Just can't sort me out.
Not everyone. Sorry, did I get everyone? Yeah, I think you covered everyone. Thanks for all the voice notes.
Mr. Foley, with this mix, you are truly spoiling us. Go on, yeah, go take it.
With this mix, you're really spoiling us. Yeah, it's the Ferrero Rocher of Irish radio. I think you'll agree. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of stuff planned and unfortunately we were unable to deliver. We didn't get to do Radisson Avenue, where Aussie duo Madison Avenue announced that they're going to be touring around the country performing at all the Radisson hotels in Radisson Avenue. We didn't get to do Left Outside Athlone.
Go on.
Where Left Outside Alone singer Anastasia tells us about the time she missed the bus and got stranded outside Athlone. Mm. She was thumbing for a lift on the N55 just beyond Glasson.
Just beyond there, yeah.
I think we get to do I'm Out of Gloves, where the I'm Out of Loves singer Anastasia tells us she's been blown away by the demand for her new range of gloves. They've completely sold out, guys. That's I'm out of Gloves. Everyone gets to do that. We're on a Monday, apparently. Great news.
Yep.
Matt's next.
Yeah. Kill us. Air today.